You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Stellar Parenting with Brandi Kahn. Live from BrandiKahn.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Stellar Parenting
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, from Houston, Texas, and welcome to Stellar Parenting. I'm your host, Brandi Kahn. I'm an intuitive astrologer, and I also hold a Master of Science degree in psychology with an emphasis in child and adolescent development. And I'm super passionate about helping parents, teachers, and guardians learn how to mix and combine the magic of the stars with the art of consciously raising children. If you'd like to work with me, please visit my website at BrandiKahn.com. Let's jump right into two important transits that we have coming up this week. So on Wednesday, November 29th, we will have Mercury at 0 degrees of Sagittarius opposing Uranus at 0 degrees of Gemini. Now, this transit is going to electrify your mind and really stir your nervous system. It's like a jolt of cosmic caffeine for your mind. I can personally vouch for this energy, okay? Because right now, transiting Uranus is squaring my natal Mercury. And honestly, it feels like my brain is on overdrive. Ideas just keep coming full speed 24/7. And even during my daily meditation, it's like I can't quite hit the off button. My mind is buzzing with downloads, insight, and inspiration. And while it's exciting, it definitely is taking extra effort for me to stay grounded. So when Mercury, and that's the planet of communication, how we think, speak, and perceive, faces off with Uranus, and that's the planet of innovation, awakening, and disruption, mental energy spikes and intuition surges. Now, those of you with planets or angles around 0 degrees of Sagittarius, Gemini, Virgo, and Pisces, you guys are going to feel this the most. So please check your chart. Now, at its best, this aspect is going to bring lightning fast insights and brilliant ideas and a craving for new experiences. You might feel mentally switched on and eager to explore new subjects and have stimulating conversations or to approach life from a totally fresh perspective. It's a fantastic day for studying astrology, science, technology, or anything that engages the analytical and intuitive mind at once. However, at its worst, this energy can make you feel scattered and restless and very undisciplined, okay? So you may find it hard to focus on your tasks that require patience and structure. And there's also the risk of blurting things out impulsively, okay, guys? Or shocking others with your blunt truths. And your nervous system might feel overstimulated, so grounding is going to be essential. Now, here's how I want you to work with this energy to raise your frequency. I want you to stay open to sudden insights and new perspectives. So Uranus brings revelations that can change how you see everything. So I want you to keep a notebook or keep your notes app handy to capture your aha moments, because those are golden. Also, use movement to manage mental energy and ground your nervous system. So go for a walk. Stretch, do breath work. Physical activity helps to discharge excess nervous energy and keep your mind clear. And let's also stay flexible with our plans. Uranus loves surprises and your schedule may shift unexpectedly. So go with the flow instead of resisting change. Spontaneity can lead to magic, okay, around this time. Also, let's communicate consciously. If inspiration strikes, I want you to share your thoughts, but choose your words mindfully. So when this energy is used wisely, honesty can awaken and inspire others. Here's what I want you to avoid. Try not to rush or multitask excessively. So your mind may be racing, but overloading it can really lead to mistakes, okay, and forgetfulness or just mental burnout. So let's focus on one thing at a time. Also, let's avoid reactive communication. Words can come out much sharper than you intend. So if you feel triggered, I want you to pause before responding. What feels truthful in the moment could sound really blunt or shocking to someone else. Also, let's avoid impulsive decisions or purchases. So Uranus can create a need for excitement, but I want you to think twice before acting or sudden. I want you to think twice before acting on sudden urges or taking unexpected risks, especially when it comes to travel, tech, or finances. And finally, let's try not to over-caffeinate or overstimulate our nervous system, okay? Because we're already going to have enough cosmic caffeine flowing through our minds, all right? So let's replace the extra coffee with grounding food to really stabilize our energy. For those of you who are parents, now this transit can make your young children and teenagers feel really extra restless, curious, or easily distracted. And they may question authority, they could interrupt conversations, or just experiment with new ideas. And it's not to be defiant, okay? But it's because their minds are buzzing with inspiration and new ideas. So this is how you can support them. You can keep routines flexible and model calm communication. So if your child blurts out something shocking, I want you to stay grounded and curious rather than getting reactive. Also, help your child to regulate overstimulation through grounding walks, screen breaks, and taking quiet downtime, okay? That will really help to balance their energy. So at its worst, this transit can make you feel scattered, impatient, and nervous, okay? But at its best, it's like a cosmic stimulant for your brain. Insight, innovation, and curiosity flow freely. So let's use the mental electricity to expand the mind. But I just want you to remember to slow down, breathe, and stay centered while you're doing it. And then finally, on Sunday, November 2nd, we will have Venus in Libra squaring Jupiter in the sign of Cancer. So when Venus in Libra forms a square to Jupiter in Cancer, the energy will feel sweet and indulgent and emotionally expansive. So you may feel good, you might feel really social, you might feel generous and you want to connect and celebrate and treat yourself and others. But this transit can also bring, or this transit often brings warmth, charm, and a sense of abundance. But it also comes with temptation toward excess, okay? So those of you with planets or angles around 25 degrees of Libra, Cancer, Capricorn, or Aries, you guys are going to feel this the most. You'll likely feel optimistic and confident, okay? And you will believe that things will work out for the best, and that there's more than enough to go around, which is a great thing, right? That's beautiful. As long as it's balanced with mindfulness and moderation. So this aspect can make you want to say yes to everything. More sweets, more spending, more promises, more love, right? But because Venus and Jupiter are in a tense square, there's internal tension brewing between pleasure and overindulgence. So it's a wonderful day to enjoy life, but it's a terrible day, guys, for self-control. But positive expressions of this energy can show up as deep enjoyment of art, music, beauty, and love, warm and affectionate energy in relationships, and opportunities for social connection and emotional generosity. But the shadow side of this energy, what we want to watch out for, overindulgence in food, drink, or spending. Also, impulsive purchases, especially on luxury or comfort items. and making promises that you can't keep out of a sense of enthusiasm. So here's how I want you to use this energy to raise your frequency. I want you to enjoy a relaxed day filled with art, beauty, and connection. Go to brunch with your friends, take a walk in nature, or spend time with your loved ones. And give compliments freely and express your love generously. But I also want you to balance indulgence with a touch of discipline. So have the cake. Yes, enjoy the cake, but maybe skip the third slice. Now, here's what I want you to avoid. Let's try not to overspend or make emotional financial decisions. Also, avoid making promises or commitments in the heat of the moment. And finally, let's avoid using food, shopping, or others' affection to fill our emotional gaps. Now, for those of you who are parents, your children may be extra affectionate. They may be feeling really social and playful under this transit, but also extra impulsive and indulgent. So they will want the sweets. And if I'm correct, yeah, this will be right after Halloween. So Halloween will be October 31st on Friday. This transit will be on Sunday, November 2nd. So there will probably be quite a bit of Halloween candy still around, and your kids might want to indulge. And it's going to be up to you to say, hey, I think we need a limit with this. It's good to have some candy, but we don't want to eat all the candy. So they'll want sweets. They will want attention. They will want freedom. And you might notice that there's a lot of just one more, please, just one more, mom, just one more, dad, requests around this time, okay? And a lot of resistance to structure. So here's how you can support your child. You can offer them healthy forms of pleasure through creative play, music, art, baking, or family connection. Also, this is a great time to teach the concept of enough. So help them recognize when satisfaction is turning into excess. And it's a great time to model balance by enjoying treats mindfully instead of restricting or overindulging. So this is a great day to remind our children that love isn't measured by what we buy or consume, all right, but by the care that we share. So this Venus-Jupiter square reminds us that life's pleasures are meant to be savored, not devoured. The day glows with warmth and beauty and connection, but moderation is key. Remember that. Enjoy the sweetness of the moment while keeping one foot on the ground. So those are two of our most powerful transits for this week. And I want you to work with the energy. I want you to set your intentions for how you want to use this energy. As I always like to say every week, the stars may guide us. But each one of us, we hold the power to shape our destiny. So keep shining your light bright. Have a fabulous week, and I'll see you back here again next week.